Yes, sir.
Brother Abraham, I'm going to say your help is coming from outside the nation of Israel. It's coming out from outside the First Resurrection Nation.
Yes, sir.
They say the angels come right behind that after a while to make sure that the instructions that was laid down by Elijah Muhammad is carried out.
Yes, sir.
To the T.
Yes, sir.
So we don't need no Farrakhanism. We don't need no Silas Muhammadism. We don't need no John Aliism. We don't need no Raymond Sharifism.
Master Mazana Elijah Muhammad come through remote control unit, and Master J Man with that, sir. Yes.
You got a lot of mutes and deaf mutes who can't even hear and don't even talk and don't even know nothing and don't suck and don't do nothing wrong.
Yes, sir.
What about them?
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me they can't go in there because they can't confess it because they're tongue and all and they can't make it and dipped in the water and they haven't heard about Jesus and nothing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So by their own mouth, they're passing judgment.
Maswati Fire Muhammad and Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through remote control unit to Master J-Man. So also, it's like the old saying goes, you know, you go to church on Sunday, but then you sin the rest of the 6 days of the week or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but our presence is only a symbol in the first place. Yes, every day is God, the presence of the Master of the people of Mummies, the Master of the Mother's Day.
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's what this is all about.
Oh, yes, sir.
Not just a Sunday, that was only a symbol to tell a message to the people for the time was right.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you murder. I'll show you outright and direct premeditated murder. If I teach you how to shoot a gun and teach you how to be able to knock a leaf off a tree at so many paces and teach you how to walk into a place and try and jump up and pose to be citizen people and then one jump up and cook and boom, I'm training you how to shoot like this.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? I train you with all this uniqueness and put a star on your chest and put a gas sting on your gas gun on your side and a sting gun and a stick, and I put all this on your side, and someone comes at you in an aggressive manner and you say that he's aggressive and you blow him away. That's murder. That's direct, outright, premeditated murder. Trained killers.
That's right. With a license.
With a license, because you have been taught how you can shoot the legs out of the, you've got a riot gun. Right. You can grab a shotgun and blow the legs out of the person, and don't tell me you can't.
That's
right. I ain't seen the legs you think can stand up under a riot gun.
Yes, sir.
So what was wrong with you blowing the legs off and under him?
That's right, sir. Yes, sir.
Because the person, if you're really concerned about your citizens and your peoples, you got to remember someone might have slipped a Mickey on that person. Someone might have put some LSD in that person and they didn't know what's happening.
Yes, sir.
He might have been an unlearned person that was led and misused by someone or something.
Yes, sir.
That's right, little one. But can you understand what I'm saying? I read in the paper where this policeman said that this person was coming at him, was 60 feet away, and he had a rock in his hand. He had told him to stop. They was walking away, and he told him, stop, stop, stop. And he said, I will not stop. And he kept messing with these two people. So one turned that was 6 feet up. They put emphasis on he was 6 feet and 200 and some pounds. He picked up a rock and started walking towards this little 150-pound officer. What is that weight that he got on the side called gun? You understand what I'm saying? Would equalize all that. You understand what I'm saying? And beyond that. And say he kept coming towards, he told him stop. And say he was bagging up because I'm telling you to stop and drop the rock. And he said so he felt threatened because the rock would have been able to hit the officer and kill him. So the officer fired into his chest. Boom, that's murder.
Yes, sir.
That is outright direct premeditated murder. In first degree.
Yes, sir.
He had all that kind of talking, and another officer over on the other side standing looking too that came up and said he was listening, and said if he had all that, he could have gotten to the riot gun and blew the legs out of another that person.
That's right, yes, sir.
Don't tell me that was the only move that he could make and that was by the law. Sure, it's by the law. He's given you. He said, well, if you can do that, then the people should have a right to protect themselves like that.
That's right, sir.
But if you came before the courts because somebody was picking up a rock and was fixing to hit you with that rock, and you seen the gun and you picked up the gun and shot him, you was going to jail for murder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to take you to jail for murder. That's you would be, you would scare a gun and a rock. You know a gun is going down. You know the rock wasn't going to hurt you.
That's right, yes, sir.
They're given with equipment. If you are sincere and love your people, then you know that the people can be tricked and misled and overinduced with drugs and stuff and different stuff, and they're not themselves. It is your duty to try to protect their lives for those people, too. So you can, there's many kind of weapons, but believe me, if they can go into the jungles, a big white hunter, a goanna, can go into the jungles and bring back a big, mean, vicious lion.
Yes, sir.
Without a scratch being on the lion, what are you telling me about? And you just had to kill this other person just because he was coming at you in an aggressive manner?
Yes, sir.
But you tell me he just only had a traffic ticket or he didn't have no warrant, you just wanted to look at his ID?
Yes, sir.
But you just blew him away?
Yes, sir.
What is you gonna tell me? I am not. No, you. What are you? What can you tell a God? What can you tell a supreme being? If you believe in Jehovah, Yahweh, or whatever you want it to be, what can you tell them to justify that particular kind of act?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You have been trained to be a hunter, but you didn't use your hunter technique. You must have been trained to kill.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, they can bring a lion, and they can bring elephants, and they can bring snakes, deadly poison in snakes, and they can bring all kind of creatures up under the reign of their power and put them into a zoo or put them into an aquarium. You mean to tell me you couldn't handle one person with a rock?
That's right, sir.
We threw rocks at each other when we was a little child.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When we approach a prison, we find a prison with knives. We think we're going to get a gun just because that prison had a knife. We just get a stick.
Yes, sir. A long stick.
We get a long stick.
Yes, sir.
We'll run back here until we can catch the person through.
That's right.
We didn't think about trying to kill the person.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
Then later on, as you got to understand that you and the person laughed. You found out the person was emotionally excited.
Yes, sir. That's
when you get emotionally excited, you're not thinking rationally.
That's right. Yes,
and these people are supposed to be trained officers on how to think under pressure.
That's right.
Sir.
And yet when they come in the door, they tell you, don't move, I'm going to blow your brains out.
That's right.
What is that?
It's mathematics.
They say that, no, we just saying that because that's psychology, and that'll make them respond better. Well, what do you think that criminals do when they go out there and they say, I'm going to kill you, don't move? They don't really be, a lot of them don't really be meaning that.
No.
But when they take them before the courts, if they catch them at something, they're going to say that they threaten the people and really meant to kill them, professional killers.
Yes,
they were just trying to apply some form of psychology in order to get what they were going at. Now, I know this.
Yes, sir.
I've spoken with the convicts and stuff.
Yes, sir.
That was only a word that they were using, but they shouldn't use that word. But the officer shouldn't use the word that they use.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell somebody that don't do something that you're doing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Can't take a traffic ticket and push it out of proportion to kill somebody. But yet your system do a system that can go to the moon and back, a system that can make computer machines and back, and you're going to tell me you had to kill someone over a stick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Over an argument or over just coming at you in an aggressive manner with him? But he wouldn't stop, and I told him to stop, and he weighed 200 and some pounds, and he was still coming at me.
Yes, sir.
I had to shoot in order to protect myself. I'm an officer.
Yes, sir.
Well, you were justified in killing him then because you had told him to stop. That's murder. If there was outright premeditated murder, that's murder when you train someone how to... The dog catchers go around and catch wild dogs and they don't have to hurt them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true? Yes. Savage dog that's got rabies and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's time that I go back to the single cell lab. I'm talking about the difference between murder and the innocent one that's being murdered.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Time that I go back to the single cell, right? There are some good police officers, though. Remember that. There are some good judges. There are some good DAs. There are some good... You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I'm telling you that it is honeycomb.
Oh, yes,
technology and murderers.
Yes, sir.
Okay? There are some good people that are over here in the criminal side.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But there are some criminals.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, so, it's time for me to go back to the single cell, so I'm going to leave this open in the name of our God who came to prison and asked about the people. I'm going to name the last good spouse of my brother, I'm going to name holy names. I'm going to say, I'm going to link him to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of now, 1994, on January. So you can take and let the sister answer my so-called KK and then record this tape if you want to, or write this tape or whatever.
All right, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Shadala Lahu. Shadala Lahu. And tell your so-called mother that or whatever.
Oh, yes, sir. I thought that maybe we forgot, though. This is a very good lesson.
Yes.
I'll tell her, though. Yes, sir. Shadala.
Okay, yes, sir. I know the sister's got there. Yes, sir. Okay, Shadala.
Oh, they're out there. They are the one who got me out.
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being January the 30th, 1994, Sajal Lahu.
Well, our God who came to prison, the Master of Honesty, Sarab, Muhammad, in the name of the last, the Master of Muslim, the Rise, Muhammad, in the Muslim, the Rise, Muhammad, Sajal Lahu, Nasa, Lama, Lincoln, to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan, in the year of our Lord, of hosts, Master of Honesty, Sarab, Muhammad, in the Master of the Muslim, the Rise, Muhammad, the most January, last day of the month, the last day of the month, 1994.
Sajal Lahu, and Walik Salam, to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan, of the year of our Lord and hosts, of January 31st, 1994.